A new study of more than 10,000 women has raised the possibility of an increased risk of breast cancer in women who take antibiotics. Cancer experts advise caution with this information because antibiotics are necessary for certain illnesses, and they say much more research is needed. If you have questions about this latest study on women's health, give us a phone call, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, or you can send us email at totn@npr.org. Joining us now is Christine Velliser, an epidemiologist and the lead author of the study. She's with us from her office in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
What set you out to do this research? Did you suspect a link between antibiotics and breast cancer?
Well, two things really set me out to do the research. First was back in 1981, actually, was the first hypothesis from scientists that perhaps there's a link between antibiotic use and cancer risk. And then much more recently, in the year 2000, a study came out in Finland that looked at women who took antibiotics for urinary tract infections, and they found an increased risk in premenopausal women. So that background led me to be very interested in this question. And then the setting here at Group Health Cooperative in Washington State led me to think this was a really good place to study that question.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you go about doing the study?
We looked at antibiotic use for every woman in our study of about 10,000 women. We had about a little over 2,000 women with breast cancer and about 8,000 women who did not have breast cancer. We have here a pharmacy database that dates back to 1977.
Wow.
So we didn't have to ask women to remember their antibiotic use. We had this great system at our disposal to identify all the prescriptions they filled during their enrollment.
That's unusual to have that kind of data, but it's a quarter century's worth of data.
We're very fortunate, and it's just becoming more recently with things like pharmacy databases that are allowing us to do this type of research. In addition, we're in a cancer registry area, which means we've got very, very good knowledge of who in our group had breast cancer. And we're also a National Cancer Institute breast cancer surveillance site. So we had very, very good data for these women on other breast cancer risk factors.
Hmm.
So we put all that information together.
I guess it's some of the synergy that advocates and the computer were always talking about. Anyway, what did your study find?
We found that increasing use of antibiotics was associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. So the more antibiotics a woman took, the higher her risk of breast cancer.
And what about the highest users of antibiotics?
Women who had the highest levels of use, for example, more than 500 days of use during an average enrollment in our health plan of 17 years, or women who had more than 25 prescriptions for antibiotics during their enrollment, had about a double the risk of breast cancer compared to women who had not filled any antibiotics from the pharmacies here during their enrollment.
Well, that leads to the question, does that mean that antibiotics somehow cause breast cancer?
That's a very good question, and at this stage, we don't know. There are some theories that could suggest an increased risk of breast cancer. However, there are many other reasons that might be underlying this association that may have nothing to do with antibiotics.
Such as?
Well, for example, women with weaker immune systems may be more susceptible to infections. Those same women may be more susceptible to cancer. And they just happen to take antibiotics for those infections, but it isn't necessarily, it's not causally associated with their breast cancer. So that's one example. Another example is perhaps it's not the antibiotics themselves or the overall weak immune function, but the actual underlying medical condition for which women are taking antibiotics. For example, women often take long courses of antibiotics for acne.
Mm-hmm.
Acne is associated with hormone imbalances. Perhaps it's actually those hormone imbalances that are causing an increased risk of breast cancer rather than the antibiotics per se. these are very important questions that still need to be answered.
And I guess one of the questions, I mean, we constantly hear from health professionals that, you know, all of us ought to be using fewer antibiotics in everything. But women have had so many scare stories about breast cancer in particular over the last few years. You know, they're going to be asking, you know, should I stop using antibiotics?
I think it's very important for women to recognize that antibiotics have a substantial public health benefit. They are very, very good to use in certain situations. What we would recommend, based on the results of this study, there are two ways to go. First is additional science needs to be conducted. This study needs to be replicated, and the underlying associations need to be understood before we can make large-scale public health recommendations. But with that said, there are some things that women can be doing today and ought to be doing today. For example, continuing their breast cancer screening and mammography as recommended by their doctors. And the second thing is, if they have a condition for which their doctor and they feel that antibiotic use is the best course of action, they should feel comfortable with that decision, recognizing all the benefits that antibiotics have, as well as the uncertainties of just one study. This is just one study, and it really needs to be replicated.
Let's start with an email question, and this is Bill Westerman in Brookville, Indiana. I've taken mega doses of antibiotics over the past 9 years for chronic Lyme disease. As a male, do I have a greater chance of breast or any other cancer?
That is a very good question. Right now, we have to say we don't know. Our study just looked at female breast cancer. However, it's this line of questioning that we need additional studies to look at.
Okay, let's get a caller on the line. This is Daniil. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are.
You're calling from Pontevedra in Florida.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, I've been taking macrodantin, which is an antibiotic for chronic cystitis, for 30 years, and I wondered if... it's supposed to be not a broad-spectrum antibiotic, but one that is more narrowly structured, I guess, for the urinary tract. Does that mean that even though it's narrowly structured, I might be at more risk?
At this stage, we can't talk about individual risks. This study didn't address risks to individuals like your specific question. Nonetheless, what we did find was that we found this increased association between antibiotic use and breast cancer across a wide variety of antibiotics that are commonly prescribed for a wide variety of conditions.
Okay, so whether or not it was a broad-spectrum antibiotic, I mean, it wasn't limited to that. It was just antibiotics in general.
Right, and we further subdivided antibiotics into different categories, and we didn't see much difference between the categories in terms of their increased level of risk.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for the phone call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We're talking about a new study that finds a link between breast cancer and the use of antibiotics. We're speaking with Christine Velliser, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go, you keep saying we need additional studies. Do you know if any are planned? What's going on?
I would suspect that after this study, different epidemiologists across the country are hopefully going to look at what they might be able to do in terms of studies of similar type. First of all, understanding that the way this type of science is conducted is... we try to accrue a number of studies and see if they're all sort of pointing us in the same direction.
That sort of meta study.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the second aspect would be for us here personally, yes, we are interested in continuing, one, to uncover some of the questions raised by this study, as well as to look at the possibility of an association between antibiotic use and other types of cancers.
Okay. Let's talk now with Catherine in Stowe, Ohio.
Hello, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if, since I'm told that antibiotics tend to take out most of the body's good flora, good bacteria, as well as some of the bad, whether that your guest, focused at all on diet that might supplement the body's immune system or recharge the body's natural immune system.
I was always told to eat yogurt when you're taking antibiotics, for example.
Well, and probably a lot of other things. I'm just wondering, yogurt replaces the flora, I believe, but should we be boosting after penicillin? Should we be being told by doctors how to bring our own body's immune system up to scratch again?
You know, that's a very interesting question, and it certainly is the basis for one of the ways we believe antibiotics might be associated with this increased cancer risk. What one theory is that since antibiotics impact the bacteria in our intestines, those bacteria actually have a number of different jobs that they do for our bodies.
Yeah.
One of those jobs is to take different types of foods we eat, different types of healthy, what people would consider healthy foods, such as broccoli and lentils, etc., and they break down those foods into chemicals that actually help us protect against cancer in our bodies. So by reducing those microflora or altering them from antibiotic use, we may be, in fact, reducing our body's ability to metabolize or take up those health protective chemicals. So that's definitely one aspect that is part of the reason why we think it's possible that antibiotics may be associated with this increased risk causally.
Right. I was just wondering if you're on long-term penicillin, low doses of long-term penicillin, whether people should be being advised how to eat.
You know, it's a great question. At this stage, from just this one study, we kind of caution against drawing conclusions just based on this one study in terms of broad-scale public health recommendations. However, our recommendations are very consistent with the antibiotic use recommendations that the Centers for Disease Control have been advocating.
Catherine, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Kenneth, who's with us from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Kenneth, go ahead. Kenneth, I guess, has left us, so thanks very much for the call. If studies down the road do duplicate your findings, could you begin to compare, if everything comes out the way you found it, would you compare antibiotic use to other risk factors to breast cancer?
If the studies down the road show a very consistent finding, and importantly, if we don't find some other sort of underlying reason for this association, such as those that I've mentioned earlier, like weakened immune function, et cetera, the magnitude of the increased risk that we saw, which was about 50% to a twofold increased risk of breast cancer in women who used antibiotics compared to those who did not, is very consistent with the currently known and suspected breast cancer risk factors, such as oral contraceptive use, hormone therapy, family history of breast cancer, obesity, and the like.
So, it's going to be an important thing.
If it turns out that this association has some causal component, it's going to be very consistent with the types of risk factors that we're currently concerned with.
Christine Velliser, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
Christine Velliser is an epidemiologist, the lead author of a recent study of 10,000 women in Washington State. She joined us from her office in Seattle, Washington. In Washington, D.C., I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.